Good afternoon, boys. Take your seats. I'm Headmistress Wildflower, and welcome to your first day at Free Use Academy, the nation's only college with an all-male student body and an all-female staff. Look around the room. You and your fellow classmates have all been admitted based on academic and sexual merit. Each of you possess a higher than average libido that would, at a traditional university, hinder your academic achievements. Here, at the Academy, we harness that sexual energy, molding you into great men, capable of providing invaluable contributions to society. Any fantasy, desire, and urge will be satiated, removing all barriers, allowing you to reach your full potential. Now, I understand that you all passed the prerequisite sexual preparedness courses with flying colors. Miss Johansson gave each of you a glowing recommendation. Though, I'm told some of you struggle to grasp the finer points of consent. That won't be a hindrance for you here. In fact, it may serve you quite well. In addition to your extremely high testosterone levels, each of you possess a unique sexual talent, or talents. All of you are very well endowed, some extremely so. Additionally, many of you have shown remarkable oral skills. Others have virtually no refractory period between ejaculations. A few students are projected to break our school's record for daily ejaculation frequency. When I say we expect big things from this incoming class, I am not exaggerating. I trust you all read the rules and regulations handbook that came with your first semester syllabus. Today's orientation will reiterate key guidelines and answer any questions you may be unsure of. The primary and most important rule is, of course, all female staff on school property are employed to be sexually used in any way the male student body sees fit. And I do mean any way you see fit. Consent, as you currently understand it, does not exist at this academy. And yes, that means if you want to get a little rough, or very rough, with the female staff, you may. It's encouraged, actually. I've graduated enough classes to know firsthand how much aggression young men of your caliber have stored up. The female staff are eager to help release your masculine energy. Some especially like to be manhandled, spanked, and even choked. Others, a bit more hesitant, but I expect you boys will show them the way. There are no safe words on this campus. If a staff member isn't feeling up to performing her duties, she may call in sick. But once she steps foot on school grounds, she is fair game. We only ask that at by the end of the day, the staff is left in a functional condition to perform their duties. You've all had rigorous psych eval screenings, so I trust we won't have any problems in that department. Just like our student body, the female staff have been selected and screened for their exceptionally high libidos. Many are nymphomaniacs who can no longer find employment at other institutions. And all are a vision of sexual health. Dress code for male students. The uniforms you are wearing are to be worn according to your handbook guidelines when not engaging in sexual activity. Outside of school hours, you may dress as you please. Female staff are to dress appropriately professional for their job description, such as myself, sensible flats, pencil skirt, and a well-tailored blouse or sweater. I know. I hate to disappoint you, but you are attending class, not a gentleman's club. Besides, I believe you'll find that ripping open the most modest blouse of a world-renowned scholar far more rewarding than attending a class surrounded by G-strings and stripper heels. And you should know, Professor Gloria, her massive tits are truly breathtaking in anything she wears. Her class usually opens with an enthusiastic round of tit fucking, just to get the inevitable out of the way. Female staff understand that their apparel may be damaged in the line of duty and are fairly compensated, so please, don't hold back. If you feel the urge to rip a teacher's clothes to shreds, embrace it. If a group of you decide to ejaculate all over your teacher's favorite cashmere sweater, leaving it soaked in your cum, she will thank you and find a replacement garment in her wardrobe. Please be advised that while no sexual restrictions exist, not every staff member is equally experienced. Some staff will be mature, seasoned women, capable of taking anything you throw at them, or perhaps even teach you a thing or two, while others may need to be broken in slowly, molded by a willful young man. Some staff you encounter may not be much older than yourselves. We find that providing variety keeps young men from getting bored. There may even be a virgin or two hidden amongst the staff for one lucky boy to deflower. I know some men like to make a game out of that sort of thing, so happy hunting. Physical attributes? Expect to find a cornucopia of body types to choose from. New hires are selected based on your internet porn history. The Academy is keenly aware that sexual interests in men grow as they do. If something awakens in you, please explore it. Expect to encounter women of all sizes, shapes, and nationalities. Your foreign language classes should be quite immersive. And remember, staff is not limited to just teachers. Counselors, coaches, gardeners, nurses, and cleaners are all ready to go above and beyond for your gratification. And don't overlook Molly in maintenance. She'll show you the real value of working with your hands. In fact, if you see our security officer on patrol today, ask her about the class of 2018. The boys had a little too much punch and were out for midnight. Well, Lydia tells it better. Just mention that she better know where the spare keys to her handcuffs are this year. Those boys sure got creative with her. Yes? Excellent question, Andrew. There are no restrictions on ejaculating or coming inside any of the female staff. With a few exceptions, all female staff are on birth control. And none of them can resist a warm, juicy cream pie. The exceptions? Yes. A handful of designated staff fully understand that they may be impregnated during their tenure at the academy and abstain from all birth control methods. We find that many young men find the thrill of breeding a rewarding experience, and we wish to indulge every possible sexual desire. Those unprotected women will be clearly distinguishable by the bright pink and blue scarves they wear. Consent is not required to ejaculate inside unprotected staff. But you will be fully legally and financially responsible for the ramifications of exploring your breeding kink. Yes, Gary? Gary brings up an interesting point. On occasion, you may encounter female guests on campus that are not staff. Guest lecturers, board members, recruiters, that sort of thing. These women will be clearly differentiated and distinguishable by a special identification badge and large yellow visitor stickers. In addition, any visiting female on campus will be escorted by an academy liaison. These designated visitors are off limits in every meaning of the phrase. Advance notice is given to all students. We basically do everything short of giving them orange traffic vests and hard hats, so no excuses. If a visiting female on campus chooses to forego wearing said identifiers, then she does so with the full knowledge that she is subjecting herself to the same treatment as the regular female staff. A practice becoming more common in recent years as graduates of the academy have developed somewhat of a reputation that our female guests just can't resist experiencing for themselves. In these cases, I expect you boys to make our guests feel very welcome. On a related note, the academy discourages family visits, but does not strictly forbid them. If mother, sister, or auntie decide to remove their visitor IDs, your classmates may help themselves. Every few years, we have a student who can't refuse mother's pleading. Allowing mommy access to the freshman dorms will result in her being passed around and used like a human fleshlight. We encourage even the most taboo fantasies, but be warned, you'll never look at mommy the same way after your classmates are through with her. One particular mother even went so far as to ask for a job application in the morning. She's actually still on as a housekeeper. Our students seem to enjoy her warm and nurturing energy. On another note, the Free Use Academy does have a sister school on the other side of the county. The young women there enjoy the same privileges with their all-male staff. After midterms, we organize a joint dance with our sister school at a neutral off-campus venue. The evening will provide you the opportunity to keep up your social skills with the opposite sex, as well as share and compare your sexual experiences with students of equal status. Any more questions before you're dismissed? Yes, Max. Well, I was wondering when one of you would work up the courage to ask. And the answer is yes. As headmistress, just like any other female employee, I 100% fall under the category of staff and am subject to all free use privileges. But be advised, my on-campus hours vary during the semester. I doubt many of you will find me available. Should you summon up the courage to take advantage of my years of experience, please come prepared. We expect nothing but excellence from the young men admitted to the Free Use Academy. Remember, as headmistress, I hold final say over your standing at the academy and possess the power to expel. In other words, don't try to fuck me unless you're confident you can satisfy the headmistress. Now, that concludes orientation. Look at the time. I'm late for a meeting with the board. Boys? I believe you have a program to attend now? Well, I need you all to stop blocking the doorway. Showing some initiative, I see. Lots of initiative. But I would expect nothing less. So much initiative bulging in your slacks. Okay, boys. I see you, but look, I'm a busy woman, so let's make this quick. I'm curious to see how you'll work together. Oh. Oh, Brian, I'm taking charge, I see. Normally, I'd have a little nugget like you over my knee. But you already know exactly what you want. You boys could learn a thing from Brian. While the rest of you are just rubbing yourselves through your khakis, Brian here is already has me pinned against the wall and is hiking up my skirt. Brian, are you man enough to rip my panties open? Pay attention, boys. Brian is giving a perfect demonstration of how to best take advantage of a staff member in a time crunch. Gary, are you trying to get a better look? Why don't you come down on the floor between my legs? You can lick headmistress's pussy and get it nice and wet for your classmates. Andrew, Jake. Following Ryan's example, I see. Playing tug of war with my sword while I'm pinned against the wall. Don't worry, boys. I've got enough titty meat for the both of you to suck on. Yes. Rip my favorite fucking sweater. Good. Good. But if you're going to bite my nipples, then bite my fucking nipples, you babies. Oh my god, Gary. Oh, you really are gifted. Oh. How the fuck is an 18-year-old so fucking good at eating pussy? Fuck. Oh. Oh, damn, Gary. Every cock in the room, out. Now. Pants off. Let me see them. Look at all those hard young cocks. All for me. Okay. Oh dear. Oh dear. Boys. Now, boys, don't fight. Save that energy for a headmistress. You have to learn to work together. Now, I have a very skilled mouth that none of you are taking advantage of. Andrew, Jake, titty time is over for now. Pick me up and lay me face up on that desk. Good boys. Now, who here has never face-fucked a woman before? There's one every year. Step forward. Don't be shy. Samuel? Well, looking at your cock, I can see why. Most girls would be lucky to fit the tip of that monster in their mouth, but I'm not most girls. My head is hanging off the edge of this desk. Why don't you take it for a test drive? Just slide it off. Good boy, Samuel. Now, put it back and don't go easy on me. I'm the headmistress, not some shy little virgin. And Brian, hold on, Samuel. Brian, thank you for stepping up and fucking my pussy without being asked. the rest of you boys. Form a line while Samuel fucks my... Especially when it shot straight into my stomach. Yes. Fuck, Brian. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that's deep. Are you close? Yes. Yes. And deep inside you, Brian. Back to your seats. Stroke your cocks if you get hard again before I'm done with the other boys. You can fuck my pussy too. Gary, are you next? You are so good to my clit, Gary. Do you boys want to see Gary fuck the headmistress in the ass? I think that's a yes, Gare. Flip me over, Gary. I want you to... Gary? Did you bring your own lube from home? Well, aren't you the Boy Scout? And prepared for anything? Now, that's very sweet of you, but that's not the biggest thing I've had in my ass. So, just go ahead and shove it. Gary, you're strong. No, I like you're strong with me. This desk will break before I do. Fuck. Ah, oh, fuck me, Gary. I'll pound my fucking ass. Any boy with a hard cock and not in my ass, come jerk it off in my face. Max, Andrew, Jake, the rest of you. That's it. Slap me with those fucking cocks. Smear my face with your sticky tips. Did someone just... Who fucking spit on me? Jake? Wow. Fuck me surprised. I didn't think you had it in you. Maybe you should spank me too. Spank my ass right about Barry fucks it. Look at these big cocks in my face. I love the attention. I love the attention you boys are giving me. Pump those cocks for me. Work those young, powerful loads onto my face. That's it, Gary. Fuck my asshole like a cheap sex toy. Shoot that cum, Gary. Fuck it right up my ass. Fuck it. Yes, yes. turn you on, Jake. Seeing Ares come spilling out of my ass. Maybe that can be your come one day. But right now, you want to plaster my face, don't you? I can tell. I can always tell with boys like you. You want to shoot your cum in the most disrespectful way possible. Ruin my makeup and get it in my hair. Leave me a stinking cummy mess. It's okay, Jake. It's okay to come anywhere you like. That's what I'm here for. That's what every woman is here for. And they're all here for you. To be used. Get abused. Degraded. Spit on any bitch you want and she'll beg you for more. Every single slut hole on campus is just waiting for you to show her what she's good for. Samuel, is that cock hard again? Did watching your classmates use me like a fuck doll get you hard? I hope you save some cum for my pussy. Don't be shy. Brian's cum won't hurt you. Just add yours to the mess. Yes. Fuck, Samuel. Fuck, that's big. Oh, yes. Oh, make that pussy come. Make that pussy come. Oh, make that pussy. The fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. That's so much cum in my pussy. Yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boys keep coming. Oh, every last drop. Yes, yes, hit me with those cocks. Yes. Oh, spirit in my face. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes. Someone slapped my fucking ass. Oh, fuck. Slap it like a fucking man while I'm plastered and cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, so much cum. I am more. More. Fuck, yes, Andrew, yes. Keep coming for me, Jake. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my dear. Wow, boys. Well, I am impressed. Meeting? Oh, I don't have a meeting to get to. I always like to test the incoming class at orientation. You get to bond over gangbanging the headmistress. And I get to see how well you boys work together in the face of adversity. So, unless you boys have any other use for me, I'm going to get dressed and return to my office. Where are my clothes? Boys? Yes, Brian. Oh? You'll be escorting me to my office? As I am. Naked. Cum dripping down my face and out of my ass. For the whole campus to see. Well, this class is certainly not lacking in self-assuredness, but If you boys really want to watch some eyes, you should give me my panties back. No, not to wear. That's right, Jake. To ball up and put in my...